The drone that accidentally crashed on the White House lawn isn't just changing procedure at the Secret Service. It's making agencies across government think bigger about risk management. That's according to Linda Springer. She's Executive Director for Government and Public Sector at Ernst & Young, former comptroller at the Office of Management and Budget, and thinking of ways to stay creative in how your agency thinks of worst-case scenarios. Linda, it's great to have you back on the program. Nobody saw a drone over the fence scenario coming when they thought about risk management, I imagine. How does that incident fit in with the process that you write about in Enterprise Risk Management of what you call IWP, Imagining What's Possible? Thanks for coming on, Linda.
Well, thanks for having me, Francis. And IWP is just an acronym we've been using internally, but I think it fits it, and particularly that imagining point of really thinking outside of the usual constraints of operations and operational risk, but to think about things very creatively. It's a new way and kind of an additional way, if you will, of thinking about risk management at agencies. And it really, I think, sets a tone for giving permission to be creative in our thinking and to imagine things that candidly might not seem possible, or they may seem far-fetched, but we see that from time to time those things can in fact happen.
I like that idea of needing permission to be creative. That's something that I think if outsiders looked at the government, they'd say that's probably not their strong suit. Is that your experience too, or what's the reason that you think that that's a step that's necessary when considering risk management in government?
The thing that makes it necessary is that risk management can't be a check-off-the-box exercise that becomes so rote and so predictable that you don't really catch and anticipate the things that can happen that are unusual. And so that permission to be creative and innovative really is something that is, I think, central and critical to doing a full-fledged risk management program. It's interesting that in the budget release that just came out, the analytical perspectives has a section in it about the workforce. And in there, it talks about having an engaged, innovative, and committed to continuous improvement capability, and also critical skill sets that include working across government to solve problems. So that type of innovation, I think, is what gets applied here when we're trying to understand what could happen. And even if it's not within the usual parameters, those are the things that deserve as much attention as the traditional things that we think about with risk that a program isn't funded, or risk that there's turnover of key staff, or things like that, even security breaches in the traditional sense. But really thinking outside of that traditional realm and having permission to do it.
Okay, we can say think outside the box till we're blue in the face. And then, as I said, a drone lands on the White House lawn and everybody kind of slaps their foreheads and say, wow, we didn't think of that one. You write about this concept of imagining what's possible, that IWP requires informed people who think creatively, and that this has to be an ongoing process. Let's start with the informed people who think creatively. Where do they come from, and how do you, is it possible to encourage somebody or teach somebody to think creatively, or is it some intuitive, innate concept that somebody has to have in his or her brain already?
What I've observed is that there are some people who naturally gravitate toward creative thinking, but when others are in the room with them, if you will, and sharing that energy that comes from it, it's very contagious. And you find that others will start to generate their own ideas, and one feeds off of the other. So that I think if you have the, what I'll call the catalyst individuals in the room that naturally are thinking creatively, then others will start to feed off of that and imagine things and contribute to the discussion.
The bonus then that you have when this is a continuous process is, all right, you keep driving this drone example. Drones become more popular in domestic use, and somebody reads somewhere that drones are selling well on Amazon, and that comes into an enterprise risk management brainstorming session at an agency, and somebody says, hey, I was just reading this thing about drones becoming more popular with just average run-of-the-mill Joes, maybe that's something we should consider. Is that the kind of scenario that you're talking about here? And I don't mean to imply this didn't happen in the case of the Secret Service, because what we're asking people, I guess, is somebody has to know something about everything within an organization. We'll talk about that concept in a minute. But is that brainstorming scenario that I just laid out kind of what you have in mind, Linda?
I think it's very close to that and does have those elements. And having a seed idea that comes from who knows where, could be from outside the agency, could be something from a news report, or my goodness, it could be from a movie or something that someone read in a book or saw online. It could be any number of things, but just that seed that you throw into the pot, and then the whole thing starts to percolate, and I think that's exactly what it leads to. And actually, I think that there are people who would find this very engaging and almost very satisfying. Satisfying, I guess, is the word, because it challenges them to think creatively.
The part that I mentioned, too, that I want to pursue is this idea of having a broad variety of sources of information. And I guess this is right at the core of some of the diversity work that you did at OPM, because this is what one of the tangible benefits of a diversity of voices and viewpoints around a table. To have all different points of view, to have all different sources of information, to have a variety of different places where people gather information, right?
I think that's right. You don't want to just keep recirculating the same ideas with the same limited group. So keeping that fresh and keeping it continuous, I think, is important, too. This obviously isn't something that we do once a year and then come back to it 12 months later, because there's always something new that's emerging in that intervening period. And you can almost throw that out there and say, well, listen, what do we think about this? What comes to mind? What do we think about as we hear this new thing? Is there any way that we could imagine that this could be configured in a way that could turn out to be a risk for us?
So what does an effective, ongoing risk management strategy look like inside an agency? Where does it live? Who all is involved? How do you bring all the people that you want to bring in without bringing everybody and his brother in, and then you never accomplish anything?
Right. And certainly, there's a risk management structure that is increasingly in place at agencies, just like in other organizations. And I think that there is a group, that small group, that is centralized within that framework. But then they can be supplemented by others who have an idea. It may be, for example, Francis, that you can have it known that there is this idea that we're looking for ideas. And someone doesn't necessarily have to be part of the formal framework, but that they feel that there's a way that they could get an idea that they've thought about into consideration. And so that's the way, without making this a large part of the agency's effort and divert it from normal activities and strategy, but in fact that, you know, people can understand that there's a process there. There are people thinking about this, and if we have an idea, there's a way we can get that in. But there is a dedicated group who does meet periodically and knows enough about the agency and does have that creative thinking capability that can deal with it.
Can you overkill this? Can you? You said once a year is not enough. Can you do it too often to a point where people say, "Well, this is something that they're always talking about. None of this stuff ever happens, and it's not worth the time we spend on it."
Well, I think so, but I think that the agencies can, I think, understand what the right pace is for them. And I think as long as there's always an opportunity for new ideas to come in, what you don't want to have is that someone thinks of something and says, hey, you know, maybe we ought to think about this, or I'd like my colleagues in this group to be, you know, taking this idea and running with it a little, but we're not going to meet for 3 months. So, you know, I don't think that's the right answer either. So finding the balance is important. But I think there needs to be that continuous capability that if something does come to mind, that it can get shared and socialized and thought about.
I also have this nightmare scenario where an announcement goes out, email or whatever, and somebody inside an agency says, we are forming a risk management committee or a risk management task force, and shivers go up and down the spines of the people that read it, and nobody really wants to be a part of that. Is structure a sensitive issue here, Linda, or is that not as important in something like this? Is the concept of risk management now advanced enough that people get that it's important, do you think?
It's a work in process, and people are starting to get more exposed toward the concept of risk management and the opportunity and the benefit that's associated with it, so that it becomes less of a defensive type of response that says, oh, this is a gotcha, I don't want people to, you know, see my dirty laundry, but rather is becoming something that is viewed in terms of challenges and potential challenges and how can we, you know, make things work better for the agency rather than trying to be defensive. So it is a process. It's more advanced at some places than others, but it is, I think, starting to prove itself increasingly, and others will start to see that.
One more thought, Linda. Is this something, as it's increasing and gaining profile, is there a point, because since it's continuous, where it ever becomes mature? Or because it's continuous, is it always evolving and changing and there's never a point where you can say, well, we have a pretty good handle about this and we're still going to continue, but we can continue doing it in the way that we're doing it now?
I don't think it's a static thing. I think it's something that will continue to evolve and keep up with the new types of risks that emerge and new tools that we have to consider those risks and socialize them. So while it's not static, I don't think it's something that reaches the end of a shelf life, if you will, and then disappears. If it does, I think that would be unfortunate. And I guess I'd ask the question, suppose we had been doing this several years ago and then said, well, we think we've done everything we can with it. Does that mean that risks go away and new types of risks don't emerge? And I think the answer to that is no.